Please open your book at page 62. Let's study lesson 13. It's only me. Read after me the following words aloud. Costume. Costume. Consist. Consist. Sheet. Sheet. Effective. Effective. Comfortable. Comfortable. Storeroom. Storeroom. Electricity. Electricity. Meter. Meter. Pace. Pace. Flea. Flea. Sled. Sled. Slam. Slam. Now let's learn how to use the important words. Costume, 化妆服、戏装。For example, costume ball, 化妆舞会。Costume party. Of course, we can say fancy party, fancy dress party, 化妆舞会。Suit, S-U-I-T, 西装、西服。Dress, 裙子。That's what we learned in book two. Next, consist, 由什么所组成。我们在应用这个短语的时候一定要注意 consist of, 它本身就表示被动概念由什么所组成，所以不能再采用被动结构。 For example, Our class consists of 100 students. And next, the United Kingdom consists of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The United Kingdom consists of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. 联合王国是由大不列颠和北爱尔兰组成的。请同学们来翻译一个语句。这房子是六个房间所组成的。The house consists of six rooms. Consist of 的同义短语被 made up of.Be made up of. 那么我们这个结构形式采用的是被动语态。Our class is made up of more than 100 students. 也可以替换为 comprise. C-O-M-P-R-I-S-E. Comprise. Now listen to me. The United Kingdom comprises Great Britain and Northern Ireland.联合王国是由大不列颠和北爱尔兰组成的，所以我们可以用 be made up of 或 comprise 来替代 consist of。 那无论应用 consist of 还是应用 comprise， 我们均要采用主动语态结构。那么 compose C-O-M-P-O-S-E 也表示组成，应该如何去应用呢？我们主要用以结构形式 be composed of, be composed of. 那么它是强调由什么成分所构成。Now, translate my sentence, please. Water is composed of oxygen and hydrogen. 水是由氢和氧所构成的。Water is composed of oxygen and hydrogen.同时我们要注意另外一个重要的动词 Constitute C-O-N-S-T-I-T-U-T-E。 那么这个动词的含义也是表示组成，但它侧重点在于由部分构成整体，而 Comprise 侧重点在于整体由部分所组成。所以同学们如果想强调联合王国是由大不列颠及北爱尔兰所组成的，如果我们用 constitute， 注意我这个句子的语序， Great Britain and Northern Ireland constitute the United Kingdom， 所以这个语句和 comprise 以及 consist of 要反过来说。Now translate the sentence, please. 该委员会是由十名委员组成的。请同学运用 consist of. The committee consists of team members. 如果我们表达为十名成员构成了这个委员会 constitute. Team members constitute the committee.Okay, now, please read after me aloud. Pay more attention to their pronunciation. Consist of, comprise, be made of, be composed of, constitute. 那么这些结构清楚，你是否已经很清楚了呢？ Okay, next. Effective, 有明显效果的，有作用的。For example, the costumeis quite effective. 这个化妆服的效果非常的明显。His words were effective. 那么他的这番话实在很有效果。Let's say, having great effect. 我们要辨析开另外的一个形容词 influential. Influential.I-N-F-L-U-E-N-T-I-A-L Influential 侧重点在于强调有潜移默化影响力的 For example What our parents do is influential What our parents do is influential to children 那么父母所作所为对孩子们的影响力是具有潜移默化的，是有潜移默化影响力的。OK, I should say. Now, next word, efficacious. Do you know how to spell it? E-F-F-I-C-A-C-I-O-U-S. Efficacious. This is a very formal word. 这是一个非常正式的词汇，主要是用来形容医药有效的、灵验的。The drug is efficacious. As soon as you take the drug, it will have great effect on you. You will be all right. Okay? Now read with me. Efficacious. 同时我们还要注意，如果表达某事是有成果的，有成效的， we'd better use the adjective fruitful. F-R-U-I-T.F-U-L, fruitful. For example, their experiment is fruitful. Their experiment is fruitful. 他们的这个实验是有成效的。Now, next word, comfortable. 舒适的。Is your room comfortable? Yeah, of course. Comfortable 的反义词 uncomfortable.加前缀 un 那么去掉后缀 comfort 名词舒适及物动词安慰 He's in a bad mood You'd better comfort him 他心情很不好你去安慰安慰他吧 He's in a bad mood You'd better comfort him 在 comfort 基础之上加前缀 dis discomfort 那么这是名词不舒服不舒适 Now translate my sentence In spite of discomfort He's determined to stay here In spite of discomfort He's determined to stay here 尽管各种样各样的不舒服不舒适他还是决定要留在这儿 Okay next Flee 逃走What's the difference between flee and escape? 那么它和 escape 这两个词区别在哪儿呢 ？Flee 既是一个及物动词，也是一个不及物动词，它是总称，泛泛强调逃离危险的境地。For example, the people fled in panic when the bull got loose.The people fled in panic when the bull got loose. 当这个牛挣脱开的时候，人们惊慌的四散而逃。而 escape， 那么这个动词侧重点在于逃出监狱、逃出牢笼等。He was able to escape from the house. He was able to escape from the house. 他设法从这个房子里面逃了出来。Escape 又是一个及物动词，那么表示逃掉、逃出了。